When you feel your voice is not being heard, please consider calling the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. The show wants to be the vehicle you can use to express your opinion or get your issue out to a larger audience. We're living in a time that we can no longer allow others to speak on our behalf. If you wish to be a guest on the show and discuss on the show what's important to you, call James T. Deshaies at 407-394-9819. Your issue or focus can be placed on the calendar. The show is live 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadow of life. It's imperative that we're on top of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshaies. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And again, I'm so happy to be here with you and have this opportunity to talk over some things with you. What is foremost in my mind right now is tomorrow in the Orlando area, we have to elect an individual who we can trust and who will fight for us to go to Congress. And I want to go on record as saying that I support Ms. Geraldine F. Thompson, and I will be voting for her tomorrow morning. And I hope that all of you who are out there in the sound of my voice will be voting for her as well.
This is Senator Geraldine Thompson. I didn't seek to begin my legislative career in Congress. I volunteered to assist other candidates I believed in. I was appointed to the Florida Commission on Human Relations by Governor Bob Graham and fought discrimination throughout Florida. In 2006, I was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where I learned how to craft pieces of legislation and get them passed. In 2012, I was elected to the Florida Senate, where I focused on legislation and appropriations that meant millions of dollars for projects in my district. I learned the process from the ground up and know what it takes to be effective. Ambition is one thing and preparedness is another. In Congress, I'll be prepared to serve you on day one, and I ask for your vote on August 30th.
Paid for by Geraldine F. Thompson for Congress.
This is Geraldine F. Thompson, candidate for Congress, District 10, and I approve this message.
If you truly want someone who will fight for you every day, Geraldine Thompson is the one to select. She's been an elected official for the last 10 years, and she has produced and made a serious commitment to our community, and we need to support her. Well, today I am going to cover some things. You know, we live in a world that's out of control, and there's always some things going on that just blow your mind, and I want to share some things with you today that, you know, I would have thought we were beyond, but it is unbelievable that we're still dealing with some issues related to race, related to religion, related to gender. And this is one of those things. So I want you to listen to this, and so we can talk about it and just discuss honestly how crazy it is. Because this is truly crazy.
Started a few weeks ago, France decided to uphold its law banning burkinis on the beach. Now, burkinis are, swimwear for Muslim women who want to remain modest while they go to the beach. And apparently, lawmakers in France are not in favor of it because they believe that these outfits do not respect good morals and secularism. So as a result, you know, we had a discussion about how the cops are going to enforce this. Are they literally going to go on the beach and tell women that they have to take their burkinis off? And as you can see from these pictures, yeah, armed cops are going to beaches and telling women that they need to undress.
Great. Now we have morality police in the West.
This is absurd, okay? So not only do they get told that they need to take their scarves off or their burkinis off, they're also told that they're getting a citation. So one person says, the saddest thing was that people were shouting, go home. Some were applauding the police. Her daughter was crying. This is a witness to all of it. This is so crazy. Here's the thing. I don't care if you are a liberal, I don't care if you're a conservative, I don't care what your ideological background is, right? Stop telling women how they can and can't dress, okay? Don't tell them that they need to be more skimpy on the beach. Don't tell them that they have to be more modest on the beach, okay? Stay out of our closets and don't tell us what we need to wear.
Yeah. So everybody's got a different opinion, and we've talked about this in the past, that we don't love the burqas. That's our opinion. And I think that it comes from the culture, and I think that, you know, people in all cultures get brainwashed into different things, and some are...
Guys, I have to tell you, I never thought in my lifetime that we would be asked, that anywhere police would be asked to walk the beaches and see if someone has on too much clothing. And in France, and I'm going to say this, and if there's anybody out there who knows different, please chime in. But France is known for having nude beaches. And they allow people to walk around nude, not only on the beach, but they can walk somewhat nude on the street away from the beach. I mean, close to the beach, but around, you know. And so I'm sitting here wondering, now these Muslim women who want to cover themselves up but still enjoy the beach have these full-length outfits on that allow them to enjoy the beach and not show their body. So now you got these guys going on around telling them they have to remove these articles of clothing because they're not allowed on the beach. And it is strictly directed at these Muslim women because they're the ones who are wearing these articles. Now, these women are not on the beach to be disruptive. They're just trying to enjoy the sun, enjoy their children, enjoy their families. And you're going to have some rule that tells them that they are dressed, they have too much clothes on. Now, where are we going as a world? You know what I'm saying? You cannot punish people for the behavior of others. All Muslims should not be punished because there are a few Muslims who are extremists who are doing evil things. You know, sometimes people forget there was a time when Christians were going around killing people because they believed in Christianity, and if you refuse to change your religion, they were going around the world killing people. You know, so a lot of times we lose sight of the history of how crazy some of these religions have been, and now we're treating Muslims as though they are the only ones that have had extremists. So I just want to talk to you about how crazy are we getting that now these women are being profiled and being told what they can and cannot wear on the beach. How you doing, Andre? Are you there?
Oh, I'm just marvelous. Thank you very much. Yes, this is Andre from Lakeland, Florida.
Can you believe, Andre, that there are police officers strolling the beach of France? And I know that they've had some horrific things happen. I know they've dealt with some terrorists, have done some wild things. But don't you think this is going overboard when you are just being ugly to Muslim women and making them remove their clothes on the beach when you know that it's based on their religious beliefs not to be showing their body?
Yeah, I had to listen very closely because I was surprised when I heard at least what I thought I was hearing, which was correct. But then I tried to put it into perspective. I like to say in some designated areas, even in America, even here in Florida, where nudity is the preference is the preferred way, and it's regulated, it's approved there. I'm not for telling a person what they should put on or put off at a beach. But I do know that if you go to a particular area, and I'm not sure if it's posted, unfortunately, I've never had a chance to go to France. Not sure that I really want to, but that's neither here or there. But if it's a known area and that's what the attire is or isn't, then we often adhere to what those attire requirements are. I'm not sure if they have some beaches where people can go that, you know, you can wear your full clothes, and I would think they would, because as a tourist area, you have tourists that come in there that would not feel comfortable being in the nude but yet want to enjoy the beach. So it's just like if you go to a formal affair, you are expected to wear formal wear. So I would not expect at a formal wear someone would come wearing a swimsuit. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm saying if I'm going to an area and I know what the attire, expected attire is, either I'm going to adhere to that attire requirement or I won't attend. I'll go to another place where I may go and be able to enjoy a nice function but be semi-formal versus formal if I didn't want to go formal. So if that's,
well,
if that's the rules and regulations, go ahead.
Well, it has been upheld by their Supreme Court, but as I looked at the news article, it showed that there were women on the beach in different layers of clothing. You know, some of them were wearing bikinis, and some of them were wearing shorts. But, of course, you know, Muslim women want to wear something that covers them from their neck down. And so these women were clearly just covering their bodies, but enjoying the day out with their families. So this wasn't a nude beach, but because of their religious attire, they choose to wear it not only on the street, but in at the beach as well. But they had something they called, they have labeled bikinis. I'm not sure what how the name is pronounced. But it is a full-length outfit, and so it is nothing more than them trying to ban Muslim attire from the beach. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else, because they're allowing people to wear robes, they're allowing people to wear sundresses, but they're not allowing these women to wear their religious, what matches their religious belief attire. So it is strictly against their religious garb, to say.
Well, that would be a little different then. If it's not a designated area saying that it's completely nude and there's no restriction as to what you should or should not wear, it's a beach, it's open. And like you say, you could have different layers, and if a person is wearing a bikini or have a robe on, if they're not being identified, then it seems like that's an ethics issue. They are really profiling based on religion, which is not right. So I don't know all the details of it, but, you know, I encourage and I support them for standing up for what their religious beliefs are, and the attire is part of their demonstration of that belief. So I do believe that they're entitled to that. So, unfortunately, I don't know enough about it, because I was thinking it was a nude location. But if it's not a nude one and it's no minimum required what not to wear or whatever, I would say, like you're saying, they're just profiling and being racist.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and have some other individuals come in. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, this is Kathy from California. How's everybody doing?
How you doing, Kathy? Now, I never thought I would be having a show where we were discussing police officers on the beach in France literally telling women they have on too many clothes, having them to undress in order to stay on the beach and getting a ticket. Can you imagine that because of your religious beliefs, you're being forced to remove your clothes and getting a ticket in order to stay on the beach with your family?
Well, first off, I'm actually looking now online at that particular article, and I'm looking at the outfits. Well, there are two different women on this particular article, but the items that the young lady have on are really cute. I like that. Would like to wear it for myself, but except for the head part, but it is really cute. And then I would say, yes, I would be with the police officers on this particular issue. And the only reason why is because it is a beach, because everyone there that I'm looking at in the article right now has on a bikini top and maybe shorts, you know, but they're sitting in one section and she's sitting in another section. And because of what's going on now, not saying that this particular issue is going on here, but because of what is going on in our country today, then for them to go and question her, I mean, you know, African Americans are questioned all day long and for no reason at all, you know. So for them to come and ask her to remove certain articles, because one of the guys is looking into some of the items that she was that she had taken off, I would be with the police officers on this particular situation. Because if we're all at the beach, and then here's a couple of people sitting over here, and it's 100 degrees outside. I understand their religion, and it's 100 degrees outside, and you have on all these clothes, and then my eyebrows would raise. So I'm in the middle on this one.
Kathy, but isn't there a part of the Bible that tells women to dress modestly? And here it is, these women are attempting to make sure that they're not having men lust after their bodies, and you're saying that, no, we're going to make them take their clothes off?
That's not the same thing, James. Don't put that on the Bible. This is a beach where people go out to get fresh air, to look at the waves, to get in the water, you know, and this is a totally different situation. And hey, I understand her belief, but, you know, you are in America. In America, there are certain standards and guidelines that you have. That's just how it is, you know. That's just a part of the United States. So,
well, now, this isn't in the United States yet. This is in France, and we know that they have a lot of terrorism in France. So maybe that's the reason they're going to this far, but it seems to be a little too far for me.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I mean, because if you think about it, so many times when they see things, they don't address it, and then when something happens, we as a people say, well, they saw that. They knew, you know, that they looked at strange, or there was something strange about them. Why didn't they do this or do that? So in this instance, when they are, you know, going forth and asking this lady, hey, would you please remove a couple of items, you know, then we're making a big thing of it, you know. So that's just like a man walking down the streets with a trench coat on and a hat and a beanie and the boots up to his ankle, and hey, and everything is okay with him because that's how he wants to dress. Why is he being pulled over? Why is he being looked at as different? No, there's something strange about that situation.
All right, you on record. Let me go to some of my other callers and see if they feel the same way.
Okay.
All right. This is James Deshay. I'm calling to see what your thoughts are about this law they have in France where they're forcing women, Muslim women, to remove their clothes.
I totally agree with Kathy.
I cannot believe I am here fighting for women's rights to wear what they want to wear.
First of all, why do you go to the beach? The beach. Why do you go to the beach?
You may go to the beach just to look at the water, just to lay in the sun.
Okay, so if you're going to the beach to lie in the sun, don't you want your body to catch some of the sun rays?
She don't want men lusting after her body.
But she wants the sun. If she's going to the beach, then she wants the sun to shine upon her body. That's
obviously
the person who's
not
going
she to wants
the beach.
To be covered.
Then she can go to her balcony and or stand on the boardwalk. But I agree with Kathy now, because even when these dads come into our building with sunshades on, I want to see your eyes. I want to see what's going on. So I ask them to remove their sunshade so that I can see. You know, are their eyes red or what's the purpose? What are you hiding? And it's the same premise there. Police have to be proactive instead of reactive. Now, I don't think that
I was totally surprised that their Supreme Court upheld that law. I thought it was going to be overturned. I thought they were going to act like civilized people. I find it barbaric that police officers would be walking along the beach asking Muslim women to remove their clothes. I find that
to be
ridiculous.
Did they take off all of their clothes, James? Did they strip?
No, they didn't take off all of the clothes. They took off whatever this new outfit that they have produced to help them shield their bodies. They asked them to take that off. So they didn't take on them to take off all their clothes.
Okay, I need to go and look and see how they looked when they... So if they had produced something that allowed them to go to the beach and still enjoy the beach with the sun, they were still asked to take that off?
They were fully
dressed. Well, this is a complete covering. It was a complete covering, so you couldn't see from their neck down all the way down to their ankles. They have this outfit. They call it some kind of bikini. It's not a bikini. It's a
poquine.
Yeah. And so it's a new outfit that they designed especially for Muslim women.
Is it thin?
I don't know how thick it's thin, but they're fully dressed.
Okay.
And the police officers are telling them to remove it. What if you had on a sundress? Would you want some man coming down the beach telling you to remove your sundress?
No, and you're right. I need to go look at this because you're absolutely
right.
All right,
let's go to a few of the other callers and see what their thoughts are.
Oh.
Hello, 9454. Would you like to talk about this? Police officers being forced to make people remove their clothes on the beaches in France, mostly Muslim women. All right, we're going to go to another caller. All right, 9737, would you like to chime in? Do you think France should have rules about how much clothing a woman should wear when she's enjoying the beach with her family?
How you doing? This is Gary.
How you doing?
Hey, baby.
Well, how do you feel about this law that France has regarding how much clothing a woman can wear?
I saw your picture. I thought you're quite beautiful.
You saw the picture?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for an African queen. You certainly sound the part.
I guess I just had my first crazy caller. Now, you know what I did for him, right? My God.
I think that was the second one. You had one once before similar to that.
Okay. So you see what, as you get better, you're going to have to deal with some issues. And I quickly X'd him out. Well, I have to tell you.
Hey, what happened to everybody having a voice on your show? What happened to that?
Well, what happened
to his voice being heard?
Well, first of all, when a man calls me an African queen or says to me he's looking for me and I sound good, that's an issue.
Well, my ears pricked up. You know, I can hear not so well, but my ears perked up when he said beige or something like that with it. And I'm saying, did he just say that? So he said, you didn't catch it. He said it from the very beginning.
Well, look here. I tried to give him a second chance, and he came back with the same thing. And I said, no, wrong answer. There are some limits to my ability to tolerate foolishness. And I wasn't going to tolerate that at all. But back on record, I never believed when I selected this topic that I would have to be on the other side. And most of the time, women refuse to allow men into their closets to tell them what they can and cannot wear.
I think, and this Kathy brought a good point up, and Regina backed it up, because I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. But she's looking at it from the safety perspective. And for us to be in a society and a culture in which we are now, internationally, she's exactly right. So many times things occur, and we can all have 20/20 vision after the fact. So if indeed there's something that's out of line, you proactively try to mitigate it. You prevent it. Regina mentioned in her line of business, you know, when parents are coming in or whatever, she want to make sure that she takes action on signs in which she's able to observe, both physically and just their behavior. So from this perspective, it's a safety precaution, and I think the young lady has other alternatives in which she can still accomplish her goals of getting sun and that kind of stuff.
Well, I think, as we try to be safe, we're eroding our freedom. And we have to be careful that if we become so focused on the safety issue that we're taking away people's freedoms.
Yeah, we have to balance it, but it is a balancing act, yes. But we can't put ourselves at risk so much trying to have making sure that everybody have their freedom to do things to the extreme. You know, Kathy was exactly right. 100 degrees outside, and you know, it's just like when you go shopping, and you know, automatically if you are an employee of that retail shop and someone comes in not dressed for the season, your attention automatically goes to them because you think they're going to steal something and put something into. Or at this point in our society, it could be so much more. You don't know if they have a weapon there, what their motives are. And it's unfortunate, to your point, that we have reached this point, but we are there. And until things change, until lives start to matter, you have to be proactive versus reactive.
All right, Kathy, I'm going to let you have another voice on this before we go to break. And I'm extremely against you all. I think that it's ridiculous. And I tell you again, I thought the Supreme Court in France was going to strike it down, but they upheld it. But I just think it's ridiculous to tell them women to undress on the beach.
It's like the other lady just said. I mean, here we are. We're at the beach, the beach. When you think about the beach, you think about people there, you know, trying to enjoy the sun, getting kids getting in the water, laying out suntan, you know, getting a breeze. You don't think about somebody fully clothed. I mean, to me, it's like they're going to work. That's a work attire. That's something you wear out when you're when we're out in the street and you have that attire on. That's fine. That's different because the woman was fully clothed. So maybe they need to go back into their drawing room and find something a little bit more, you know, where it doesn't look too obvious to the natural eye that that looks kind of suspicious and something needs to be done about it.
Wow. All right.
I'm back.
All right. Regina, did you get to see it?
I did. I'm back. Kathy, I got to go against you. Man, that lady had on something like a pair of, it was looked like a pair of leggings, you know, that don't have the feet in them, and the greenish-bluish shirt. And I don't think she had on any more than someone could have had if they had on some of them gabardine pants or pair of jeans out on the beach. And a lot of people, in fact, just ran into a girl the other day, somebody made the comment, said, why do you have on that and it's hot out here? And she said, yes, I am hot, but I have lupus and my skin tends to burn. So, suppose, I mean, they can't just pick on them because of their person who had some sort of skin disorder and had to wear covering like that. Would they put them off of the beach? She did not. I thought she had on like those robes and stuff that they wear and could be carrying some sort of one of those automatic weapons or something. She couldn't put on anything under that. Yeah, they're wrong. And when I looked at it, it seemed as though a court had, James, they made some sort of different ruling. It seems as though they upheld her being
able to
wear that.
The Supreme Court of France upheld it. So it's a law. It's not going anywhere. And it is what it is. So, you know, they have decided that they can give out a citation on the beach, force them to remove articles of clothing till they're down to whatever level they decide.
No.
And that's it.
That's wrong. No. They could have a skin disorder.
Well, hey, France has decided that. Okay, we're going to go to break, and we'll come right back, and I have another one for you. That I think is very interesting as well, and we're going to continue our conversation.
I Am This Woman by James Deshaies. I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination. I am this woman who maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness. My own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my Creator to scale the heights of the unbound, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those who've yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all who walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future. I am this woman.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, coming back to you after our short break. And I'm about to play another audio for you. And I think it just shows that we have a long, long way to go. I don't know if you've heard about the story and the backlash that Leslie Jones has been getting after doing this new movie, Ghostbusters, but it is just out of control what she has been going through as a result of working and doing her craft. Listen up.
A traumatic week. You are very active on Twitter. I'm active on Twitter. You had a very hard week. A lot of people started attacking you on Twitter, using some pretty awful terminology.
Terrible.
And I was very proud of you. Knowing you, I knew you'd stand up for yourself when that happened. And then you used Twitter as a forum to draw attention to it. And, I mean, it seems like maybe this is going to be the beginning of some progress towards what happens on Twitter.
I hope so. I mean, first of all, let me let everybody know that I did not leave Twitter, okay?
You're back.
Yeah, I didn't leave. I just signed out because I wanted to deal with what was going on.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning, and I was like, they said I left Twitter. Wait. I didn't leave. But you know, it was one of those type of things of, like, the insults, what's scary about the whole thing is that the insults didn't hurt me. Unfortunately, I'm used to the insults. That's unfortunate. But what scared me was the injustice of a gang of people jumping against you for such a sick cause.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like I mean, they just like everybody has an opinion and it all comes at you at one time. And they really believe in what they believe in.
Yeah.
And it's so mean. Like, it's so gross and mean and unnecessary. So it was just like one of those things of like, okay, so if I hadn't said anything, nobody would have ever knew about this.
Yeah.
It would have never, all those people still would have an account. And it was one of those things of like, hey, you know, when I approached Facebook, they was on it. Twitter, I was on them. I was like, yo, it's okay. It's like, that's my favorite restaurant. I love the food there. Three people just got shot in front of me. Y'all need to get some security.
Well, you know, there's a lot of really smart people at that company, and they really need to try to start sorting out not just how to protect people like you, but the people that don't have this public forum, because I think it happens to so many people.
And I met the CEO of Twitter. There is a CEO.
Really?
It's just Jack.
That's it. That's famous when you could just have the one name. That is good.
Jack!
Yeah.
And he was cool. He's cool. They helped me out.
That's good.
We got like a whole bunch of accounts, you know, taken off of Twitter.
Good.
We got, you know, because it's not right. It's not right to gang up on nobody.
But, you know, and I do think it's important because, of course, there's also so many lovely interactions on Twitter.
Now, is this a freedom of speech? Are they denying people freedom of speech? They don't have the right to say what they want to say. You know, what are your thoughts about how Leslie has been treated? I mean, she's a movie star. And she has put herself out there, but is it fair the way she's been treated, or do those people have a right to say what they want to say? Andre, what are your thoughts?
I'm not sure the whole scenario, but I tell you what, let's look at this last caller that you just had, and you made the choice to disconnect for personal reasons. You just figured this is not a person that you want to have a conversation with. I think once we become in a limelight, we are faced with different sets of rules, unfortunately. While we always say that people have the right to freedom of speech, there are limits for everyone. So I don't know if I can actually respond, James, because I don't know enough about the whole situation. But I do think it's interesting that you just had a caller that, and we joked about it at first, But I think your question here now is, you know, are we limiting people's right to a freedom of speech, even if they're trying to use a scenario or a forum to pick up someone?
Well, she was taking some personal attacks. You know that she's a very tall, big woman. She doesn't have the long flowing hair. She's not a movie, not normal movie star type. Kathy, are you familiar with the story?
Yes, I am.
Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think it was a form of bullying because the things that they were saying about her, I mean, it's just like the other story you did the other day about, I think the lady's name was Velasquez.
Right, the one who was called ugly?
Yes. So I think it's a similarity to that. I mean, just because she looks a certain way doesn't mean that she has great gifts and talents to give to the world. And like you said, because she doesn't have long flowing hair and not a certain color, but she's tall, she's still beautiful. She's beautiful on the inside. And that's what, you know, most of the people are not looking at the inside. They're looking at the outside. So that gives, they think that they have the right to talk about somebody, and they don't. And they went in on her really hard. That's why she first said that she was just going to stop reading the comments. And I remember hearing Steve Harvey tell one of his celebrity friends, don't read what people are saying, because if you begin to read that, you're going to get into your feelings. So don't read those comments, because they will make you start doubting yourself, and that's what she did. So she did get off of Twitter for a day, and I guess that's when the CEO of Twitter contacted her, and she came and sat down with him, and they removed those particular people who were saying all those nasty things about her.
Yeah, Andre, her account was hacked. Some people put a gorilla on her Facebook page. She was just literally just going after her. I don't know. Have you seen her commercial, Andre? The car commercial she does?
Yes, with the car and all. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that she's a comic. So she plays up the fact that she may be intimidated, or men may be intimidated by her because of her size, and they don't make her up beautifully, like, but just normal. And she kind of flirts with men, and so they took it too far, or the people who attacked her really just went ugly. But she was just, that's normal for her. I mean, in her comedy routine, she plays up her the way she looks. But the fact is that you still don't want people attacking you and demonizing you because of the way you look. And they certainly didn't do that with the other members of the movie that she was in.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
okay,
Ghostbusters.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, again, that goes to people's hearts. And we have some very cruel people in the world. And I don't know if we can necessarily govern that. The best way to do is, again, we mentioned before, reward and recognize the behavior. And hopefully we'll start seeing a different, you know, we have to lead by example. That's unfortunate someone will be so ugly and cruel like that because, as Regina, I think it was, mentioned that, you know, all of us are gifted, all of us are talented, all of us are created in for a purpose that's wonderful. So while the beauty is always in the eye of the beholder, but we have to be able to go beyond the immediate physical appearance. And who's to say what we think is beautiful is really beautiful? You know, that's just ugly and cruel, and that's just people that was responding that way. So how do we respond to other cruel actions when people tweet or email or just speak derogatory statements? It's all in the same category. No matter whose it's about,
I have to tell you, I'm inspired by her because, you know, she's worked hard to get herself to a certain level. Now she's taking advantage of the fact that she now have these movies and these commercials, and they're putting her out front. And she had to work real hard to get out front. And you know, it may come with the territory. I'm not sure. You know, we talked about this man coming on my show and making these comments. When I'm advertising, I can't advertise just to good people. I have to advertise to everybody. And so as I become more prominent,
because he said he saw your picture and he was interested.
I'm like, I have to take down my picture.
I can't get late, boy.
And I know I don't look like no queen, so I'm not sure what African queen he was after. But you know, I'm not the one. Regina, did you listen to the? Are you up on the Leslie Jones story?
No, but I'm up on the story about the man who came in to look.
No, that ain't no story. That was quickly ended and taken care of.
But James, you didn't really give him a chance. You know, like I said, you gave him that one time
and
to put up the way
he
had said, and he clarified it. And then you just cut it off. But see, I don't know. Freedom of speech, freedom to have your voice heard, so it can be the voice that you want to hear. But you know, I thought that would have made for a very interesting conversation this evening.
No, I wasn't going to or allow you all's ears to hear that foolishness. So I intervened using the technological tools that were available to me. So he got taken care of. Now he got the freedom to go to somebody else's show and share his desires.
James, I am aware of Leslie Jones. I'll get you off the hook now. I'm aware of Leslie Jones and how people are really, well, some folk are really really going in on her as far as her looks are concerned. And it's just very interesting that I'm sure people have made comments about other folks' looks seeming to stick on her and just consistently dogging her, as they are with Gabby Douglas. But the people who were taunting her seemed to get shut down after she got this, I believe it might be a Nike modeling deal. And it's going to be interesting to see what people are going to say about Alicia Keys. Last night she went on, of course I still don't have television, so I'm looking at stuff a little behind time, but she came on the VMA award. No makeup, no eyeliner, no foundation. Her hair was up in its natural state. And people, instead of taunting her, so I'm just not sure what the mindset is of folks.
Could this possibly be a racist thing? Could this be, you know, when you look at people like you mentioned Gabby Douglas, the Williams sisters, we seem to have quite a few African-American women who seem to have to endure some of these attacks related to their looks.
But then you have.
What do you think, Audrey?
Yeah. Yeah, it may be just an age-old discrimination of darkness, even within our culture and our society. We have problems sometimes with here in 2016, the color. So that may very well be it. And, you know, we talk about people who had to struggle. Look at Cheryl Underwood, another dark-skinned sister. You know, it took her a minute because she's different as well, and they have to fight extra hard. And I think that's just the way America, you know, racist is so prevalent. But I do think shades of color still is a factor.
Well, Kathy, you mentioned the other day that you're now into the natural look. You know, how is that going outside of the fact that your husband loves it? Do you, are there people who are bold enough to say something to you about it?
Well, you know, at work, my coworker said, "Oh, Kathy, you decided to change your hair." This is because they know, you know how you have to approach people a certain way because you don't know what the person is going to say. So I said, "Yes, ladies, I'm going natural. So watch the transformation as I go." Now, some days it may be a little off, meaning wow, but then other days I'm going to have it right on because I'm embracing the different beauty products of natural hair. So it's going to be different. So they say, "Oh, okay." And then some days they don't say anything. Then other days, "Oh, that look cute." But, yeah, and then my brother saw my hair. He was like, "Hey, Kay, what's going on with your hair?" So I said, "I'm going natural." And then at that time, my husband said, "And I love it." So he looked at him. He said, "Hey, if you love it, I love it." So, you know, different people are seeing different things. But, you know, they're getting used to it. So.
So, Regina, is that on the horizon for you?
What?
Going natural.
Man, I've been natural for 7 years.
Is that right? Okay, well, you know, I don't know what natural is.
And you will see what I will do is I will, as Kathy said, you have different products. So sometimes, although my hair is natural, I may have it blown out, but it still is unprocessed.
Mm-hmm.
Or I may do something with it with a different curl pattern, and it looks mm-hmm. as if I have it processed, and it's not. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, people think I have my hair processed, and it's not. Right now, it looks like a real afro. And I have my big earrings in, and I look very cute.
You go, girl.
Well, you go, girl. Audrey, what is your thoughts on the natural look?
Interesting. Last week, I decided that I'm going to go that route. And, well, it's a little different for me because I end up having to get my hair just kind of cut down so that I can be as close to not having as much to have to grow out, but I had to kind of get used to it myself. But when my family saw it and stuff, my sister's from out of state and all, and they liked it. So that gave me a little encouragement. I'll be interested to see later this week when I return back to work after being away. Previous caller stated interesting how they kind of position their question. So I'll see exactly how that goes.
Wow. Well, look here. I ain't questioning it. I learned a long time ago, do whatever you do, I ain't got nothing to say one way or the other. Mom's the word when it comes to me. Some things I ain't going to fight about.
But it is a choice, and I don't think that whenever I say, I think I'm going to get my hair processed, people will say, no, don't do that. Don't put that stuff in your hair. I think it is the individual person's choice.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've had my hair like this long enough and I want to try another style, just like I went natural before, I can go natural again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is my decision to remain natural or to get it processed. Bold enough with ourselves and have enough self-confidence to uphold whatever our decision is and be a strong enough woman to depend only on what your choice is in life and don't worry about what other people think.
Right.
Well, I think you ladies are beautiful, and whatever you choose to do, it's going to be accepted by this black man. I don't know nothing about no other black man, but you got to go ahead with your bad self from this black man. I'm going to keep cutting mine off. I don't even like combing mine, so I'm going to keep cutting mine down to the scalp because I'm just lazy like that.
But thank you, African queen. I mean, African king.
Yeah, all right, now. Don't be trying to slip on those. Yeah, all right, now. It's an X by your name, too. I just want to, hey, I'm quick on the draw when it came to that X. I went looking for it real quick.
Wow. What?
No. There's one thing for sure I want you all to know. I'm going to go on record. My preference will not be challenged or questioned by anybody. So that take care of that a little bit.
Everybody's looking. Everybody's searching. We're becoming bolder and bolder with our searches.
And I'm going to tell you, some of these people are getting bold because of Donald Trump. And I almost went a whole show without mentioning his name. But he's the cause of some of this foolishness.
Hey,
well, ladies, I want to thank you all for helping me get through another show. Like always, when we're all here together, it goes by real fast. So it's time for us to say goodbye, and I'll see you all again tomorrow at 6 p.m.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
When you feel your voice is not being heard, please consider calling the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. The show wants to be the vehicle you can use to express your opinion or get your issue out to a larger audience. We're living in a time that we can no longer allow others to speak on our behalf. If you wish to be a guest on the show and discuss on the show what's important to you, call James T. Deshay at 407-394-9819. Your issue or focus can be placed on the calendar. The show is live 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadow of life. It's imperative that we're on top of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future.